with their own eyes what was actually happening instead of the carefully curated lying description that the Israeli government fed to complacent American journalists who repeated it verbatim on CNN and in the New York Times and in other mainstream media. People were seeing for themselves that the lying liars of the mainstream media were not telling the truth, and that what was happening was the slaughter of innocent civilians. And this has just shifted the views, not just of ordinary Americans.
Rashid.
Pardon me?
We have 5 seconds.
It shifted the views of everybody, Jewish community, young people, old people, even young Republicans.
Well, I want to thank you, Rashid Khalidi, so much for joining us. I'm Edward Said, Professor Emeritus of Modern Arab Studies at Columbia University, author of a number of books, including The 100 Years War on Palestine. I'll be appearing virtually tonight in Montreal, Canada, at the Q&A following the screening of Democracy Now! About Democracy Now! Steal the story, please.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
Hey there, all you sexy people out in Radio Land. This is Eli from The After Party, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5. Don't we know the rain can't stop the fire? The rain can't stop the fire. The
rain can't stop the fire. Lord of the fire. Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchen, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
Maybe a month ago, maybe it was yesterday, maybe a year ago, maybe never. You just don't really think about it that much, but I've been thinking about it. Because, man, can it just make your day? Just like that. It's that easy, right? Give someone flowers plus a surprise. That's going to give you likely a happier day. They're just so versatile, flowers, you know? Like, they come in all different shapes and colors, just like us. It's kind of beautiful. So, with that thought, I thought that we would talk about them a little bit more in music today. That being, of course, today I've constructed you all a playlist with songs named after flowers. I know, so exciting. This is, of course, your weekly Weiler's Weiler Report. This is the show we run when we are taking our time and diligent efforts to get you a beautiful piece of art that is the weekly Weiler, the flagship show. In the meantime, we make these ones. Of course, I am Kyler, also known as Kay, or you can call me Cape Verde. Yeah, maybe, if you wanted to. I mean, look, no one's called me it yet, but you could be the first. And without further ado, let's jump into our first song. That is, of course, Pink Petunias by Stella and the Lawless. Take a listen.
Down, down, down.
Oh, man. So how are we liking it so far? That was Pink Petunias, Stella, and The Lawless off the album Four Things Too Hard to Swallow. And I got a fun fact for you, actually. Petunias come in almost every color except true blue. Can you believe that? No true blue for you petunia fans out there. But I do have another blue flower for you. Coming right up, we have Blue Lilacs, Waters of March. Take a listen. That was, of course, Blue Lilacs by Water of March. Kind of fitting name, Waters of March. Anyways, fun fact for you about lilacs, actually. Did you know, allegedly, I'm not 100% sure, but this is what I've been told, so allegedly, lilac petals can be eaten. They're edible. The stem might contain toxins, but allegedly, the petals can be eaten. That's why they can be made into jams and teas and all that stuff. So I'll live and learn, I guess. I didn't know that before today. And now I can go home and be like, hey, mom, hey, dad, let's eat some lilac petals. Anyways, check out this backing track I got for you. I just want to play it real quick here for you. Take it out. As we talk about the next song, we have Black Lavender by Allison Russell and Brittany Spencer. Take a listen, folks. Take a freaking listen. Thank you.
it gonna take to bring your heart rate down? What's it gonna take to soothe your mind? They could never see you not the way I do. I was such a incense, lavender tea and kindness. Hey, black swan, what went wrong? Yeah, you got your firefly turned on. You don't know. To help you sleep at night, what's it gonna take to steal your cry? They could never hear you, not the way I do. Tell it on the mountain, the mama sing that song again. Hey, black swan, what went wrong? Yeah, you got your firefly turned on.
Welcome back. That was Black Lavender by Allison Russell and Brittany Spencer. Fun little fact for you there. That one was actually written for Juneteenth, and I think it's a really good song, and I really like it. So I played it for you guys right there. Anyways, I don't actually have a fun fact about Lavender. Or no, sorry. Lavender. I don't have a fun fact about Lavender, but I do have a fun fact. The next song coming up is Purple Clover, and it's a very interesting one, so I ask you kindly, take a listen. Take a listen, man. That was, of course, Purple Clover. And coming at you with another alleged fun fact. So allegedly, instead of weeds, did you know that clovers are beneficial to lawns? Because their deep-rooted system, deep root system, actually pulls natural nitrogen from the air and converts into fertilizer for the soil. So, now you know, allegedly, a little fun fact about clovers. And of course, the four-leaf clover, one knows the four-leaf clover, but no one knows that actually in folklore, if you give the said four-leaf clover to someone else, you double your luck. You could literally double it and give it to the next person. Isn't that fantastic? It's awesome. So if you find a four-leaf clover, give it to your friend, then get him to give it back to you, then give it to him, get back, and just go back and forth until you're the luckiest person on earth. And then you say, thank you, Kyler, for telling me this. And I will say, why didn't you give me the four-leaf clover? Anyways, Yellow Rose by Hank Snow coming right up.
Just received, sweetheart, your yellow roses. You tell me, dear, they mean that we're all through. You tell me that tonight your heart is broken, but you should know.
We're back. And this is the backing track. You like it?
I like it. I can't quite hear it, but I knew I liked it when I put it in, so.
All right, I'm here to actually tell you an interesting fun fact. I'm here to tell you about what the color of the roses mean, in case you do not know. The color of the rose is supposed to elicit a certain or represent a specific emotion. So red represents passion and deep romance. Yellow signifies friendship. So that's why that song was called Yellow Rose, is because, you know, he got broken up with, or he had to leave his significant other, and so they're now friends. He just sees it as a friend, so it goes from a red to a yellow rose, that's why. Anyways, and then pink denotes gratitude, white symbolizes innocence, orange conveys intense desire, oh, I didn't know that, darker or more unusual hues, like blue, purple, black represent enchantment and but the unattainable and farewell, respectively. So, a little interesting fact for you there. We got coming up the song Little Flower. We're moving away from the whole color scheme here. Little Flower, there's a bee in the studio. Maybe. Can't see what I did there. Let's take a listen.
You got a home, at least you're not alone, at least you're growing right where you are. I'm just a bee, I'm one of many, another drawn in by your charm. Don't try to say that out of all of your options, I'm the one that you would choose. Are you crazy? I would tell you if you could to run. Escape the buzz and I wish I was another kind of flower that could stick around. But I'm just a bug who fell in love with a pretty little flower.
Welcome back. And that was, of course, Little Flower by Biloba. Ah, I love that so much. Biloba. Beautiful name. And I got a quick interesting thing here. Somebody asked me, and by somebody, I mean I was looking at myself in the mirror, if you could be any flower for a year, one calendar year, and let's say you will survive that entire year, what flower would you be? What flower would you be? And now, I'm still thinking about it, and I'm not sure what flower I choose to be, but I do know I'd like to be a blue or purple flower, because I think they stand out. And there's always the old saying, you know, you don't want to stand out as a flower because then you get picked first, right? But honestly, I think there's just something so special about those ones. It just makes me happy. Anyways, let's move on to another song. This song actually does really make me happy. Water Lily has a place in my heart, just that flower. But it also has a place in today's track list. This is Water Lily by Crushed, the album Extra Life. Right on, take a listen. You're not ready for this goes crazy. You're not ready. Get ready.
Thank you.
Looks like we're in the more experimental side of flowers, huh? Fun little stuff for you there.
That was Water Lily by Crushed. Crushed. Oh. You grew up drinking it and you still can't say it. Crushed. 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 Well, Water Lily crushed that song, at least you would say. And the band Crushed, actually, doing some research into them and looking into it, they got a bunch of good songs. But one of my personal favorites, of course, was that song. Because it's fully them. It's fully maximalist dream pop. And so I started thinking, how in the world do you visualize dream pop? And I made a two-step program for you. So take a listen. Open those ears. All right. Step one, close your eyes. And if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not, go right ahead. So you close your eyes and then go to bed. And that's exactly how you can visualize dream pop. Anyways, moving on to Carnations. This is by Marshall 4. Take a listen.
Prep yourself. Get ready.
Folks, just like a flower, I've actually planted the seeds of that question of, if you could be a flower, what flower would you be? And I've sent it to the Teams chat in which I work at. Well, a Teams chat at the job that I work at. So we will see if they get back to me in time. But for now, I want to tell you something. That, like that song, there's something about flowers that AI can't replicate. And I think it's the feeling. It's that feeling of getting, you know, flowers as a surprise. It's that feeling of giving flowers and just with no expectations in return. It's the feeling of human connection that comes with flowers. And that's something I don't think AI can replicate because it's so inherently human. And you don't want it to replicate that. I really, really don't. But anyways, let's move on to Thyme. And not time, but T-H-Y-M-E by Dear Tick off the album Negativity. So let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Of course, that was Time by Deer Tick off the album Negativity. Fun little fact. I've received some updates from the group chat at my work off the good old Teams chat. That is, we have Dez saying he'd be a rose specifically because he thinks he is very sexy and also has thorns. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Does that mean you just like, you cut people? Where does the thorns come into play here? Speaking of which, I've been getting a lot of cuts lately. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. I will circle back on this because this is a top 10 questions no one's answered, at least for now. And of course, we have Santiago saying he would be a sunflower simply because he loves sunflowers. And I think that's a respectable cause. Anyways, let's jump into the next one. Chamomiles by Pacific Purgatory. Take a listen, folks. Good. It's so good. It almost makes me want to sing. But alas, you may have to wait a little bit longer for that. Of course, folks, as we're rolling on here, that song reminded me just how beautiful music is. It's kind of like, you know, flowers are beautiful, music is beautiful, and so are you. Don't forget it. Don't you forget. If you forget it, I'll be very upset. Don't you forget that. Beautiful person, beautiful music for beautiful people, beautiful flowers for beautiful people. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And moving forward, I have a hard time saying this next flower's name. Rahendran. I don't know. I guess you'll have to check the UMFM show log at UMFM. Go right into the programming tab. Click on the Weekly Wilders, Monday, 1 p.m., and take a look at all the songs we played in this episode to figure out the name of this song. All right. This is by Fair Hazel. Let's take a listen. Accurate. Bye. Rhododendron. That's how you say it. Rhododendron, the song name by Fair Hazel off the single. It was not an album. It was a single. Unfortunately. Say Rhododendron. Correct. Unfortunately the same. Also single. So moving on, we have Birds of Paradise, which I just recently learned was a flower. Bird of Paradise, Snowy White. Take a listen.
Saw you flying by, flash of turquoise blue, I just had to try to keep your light in you.
Gotta love a good guitar solo. That was Bird of Paradise, of course, by Snowy White. A lot of snowy things in this, you know. We had Hank Snow, now we have Snowy White. Of course, I'm gonna assume that's about Snow White, it's a play on words, but who knows. Coming up next, we have Chrysanthemums, and that's a mouthful, by Born Ruffians. You know what? You might as well take a listen. You're here anyways. Take a listen, folks.
My bird of paradise.
You thought I was going to play the next song. Okay, I'll play the next song. We gotta move into this next song. Coming up next, we have Prima Rose by Nate 08. Take a listen, folks.
Hey, what you doing? Are you busy? No, I was just wondering, we should do something today. The weather's really good. If it's still sunny by the time we meet, let's meet for a drink.
All right, and I think that's all she wrote for today, folks. That might be the end of today's episode. If there's anything to take away from today's episode, is give someone flowers. Because why not? We got free will. Come on. Get in there. But anyways, folks, I'm about to head off, so I'll bid you a farewell. I'll bid you a fair do. Keep on wilding in that free world. Give someone flowers. Give someone flowers. And be yourself. Goodbye, folks. Bye.
Fire & Water Music Festival is back, celebrating 20 years of Manitoba music, community, and unforgettable summer weekends on the river. Just an hour from Winnipeg in the beautiful town of Lac Des Bonnes, this beloved festival returns July 24th to 26th with a fantastic lineup packed full of homegrown talent and feel-good festival energy. Already announced, Dom Adams, Kara Luft, Alex Marr, Andrew Neville, Fufu Chi Chi Choir, Dreams and Rumors, Jacob Brodowski, and Ambi and Sheena Ratai and Friends tribute to Lilith Fair, with more exciting additions still to come. Weekend passes are available now for just $100. Daily passes are also available, and as always, 17 and under get in free. It's a full weekend experience, live music, a vibrant kids zone, and on-site camping to keep you close to the action. RV spots are just $25 for the weekend, and tent camping is only $10 with limited space available. Grab your tickets and reserve your camping spot now at fireandwater.ca and be part of the 20th anniversary of Fire & Water Music Festival, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
You're listening to CJUM FM on 101.5 here in Winnipeg.
All right. Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre, and let's get started. So this is a very special episode. I have a guest, a live guest. In fact, it's a band. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I won't be leaving here with you. Thank you.